Round 3 of the presidential debates will unfold Monday night in Boca Raton, Florida. The focus of this final debate will be on foreign policy. And here to help set the stage, Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Morning, Paul.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, how big a role might the attack on the Libya consulate play, in which 4 Americans were killed, including Ambassador Chris Stevens?
Well, as you know, it came up pretty big at the tail end of the second debate the other night, and it looked like the president kind of got the best of Romney. Romney maybe stepped into a bit of a trap of his own making here. And we've learned since then, however, that it looks like, you know, a lot of this controversy centers around what Susan Rice, our envoy to the UN, said during those 3 TV appearances that she made just after the attack. It now looks like, according to CIA documents approved on that very same day, that she was correct in what she said. Now, that being said, there are still an awful lot of cables from Ambassador Stevens himself, including one on the very day he died, asking for more help. So this stuff continues to come out in drips and drabs, and we'll see. But so far, it looks like Romney has not been able to successfully attack the president on this, simply because the documents that keep coming out appear to show that the administration and Ambassador Rice was correct in what she said, again, according to this latest batch of CIA documents.
Yes, indeed. But on the other hand, of course, CBS doing a lot of reporting this morning about Ambassador Stevens making multiple requests for more security, and also questions being raised how that firefight could go on for 7 hours and no military help. So it seems likely that Republicans are pouncing on this, that Romney's going to try and latch onto it anyway.
Well, there's no question about it. And as you say, Ambassador Stevens made multiple requests for additional security again, including one just hours before he died. Now, why nothing was done in the weeks in which he sent all these cables remains to be seen. But absolutely, that is true. And the Republicans, I think, are going to go to town on this on Monday night. No question about it.
You know, Paul, I'm curious. We don't normally focus on the moderator of these debates, but the moderators in the past, a couple of debates, including Candy Crowley, And the first gentleman whose name is escaping me right now from PBS,
Jim Lehrer,
seemed to stir up some controversy. You think Bob Schieffer can get through this without lighting anybody up?
Well, Bob Schieffer is actually the most veteran journalist. Well, I guess the same age as Jim Lehrer, but he's an old hand here. Obviously, he's been doing this for quite a long time, and I simply can't imagine that he's going to do anything less than the stellar job that he usually does. I mean, look, the moderators of these debates have been criticized by folks who perceive that their candidates lost the debate. Obama clearly lost the first debate. He deserved the blame, and yet his supporters still found reason to criticize Jim Lehrer and so forth. Joe Biden won the vice presidential debate, but that didn't stop Republicans from criticizing Martha Raddatz for what they perceived as being leaning perhaps toward Biden, that kind of thing. But I don't think Schieffer is going to be in that situation on Monday night.
Paul, thanks so much for your insight.
Thanks.
Paul Brandis of West Wing Report.